Good morning. It's good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. It's great to have you here. If you're visiting with us, you're a special guest, and we thank you for choosing Calvary as your place of worship. I'm so glad to know this morning, number one, that we're able to be here. Amen. And number two, the most important thing is this: I'm glad to know that I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. There was a time that I accepted Christ as my personal Savior, and that was the greatest day and the greatest choice, Brother Harold, that I've ever made in my life. If you're here today and you don't know the Lord, you'll hear about Him today, and our prayer is that you'll make a choice to choose Him as your Savior. That when you leave here today, you'll be able to sing with us as the choir sings this morning, "I am redeemed." Child of the King, and it's all because I am redeemed. I am redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. I'll tell of God's favor, I'll tell you of His love, I'll tell of His goodness, God's goodness to me, for He purchased my redemption with His own precious blood, and from sin I've been set free. Tell them I am redeemed.
everybody that was on the prayer list. God, we just pray you'll continually work. Save the lost. Bless the saved to be our prayer today. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen and amen.
Amen. Church, if you'll stand with me, choir, stand with me as well. Turn over to page number 139. Page 139, and let's sing At Calvary. Sing now.
Years has made me vanity and pride, caring not that Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me.
Choir will be meeting today at 4:30, and so please remember that, choir. And if you've been praying about becoming a part of the choir, it'd be a great time for you to come and maybe come back to the choir, maybe just join the choir new. 4:30 this afternoon we'll be meeting, and we'll just get a couple of songs ready for this evening. Also, am I still correct? There's no children's church this morning, correct? No children's church today. So guys, young and the rest of us, let's don't use the word OLD, but everyone just stay upstairs this morning. We'll enjoy the service together. But it is, again, it's great to have you in the house of the Lord this morning. We'll go to him again in a word of prayer. Just ask the Lord to be with us in a special way. Brother Don, would you lead us as we pray? It is so good to have Miss Christie and Miss Lily not only back in the house of the Lord, but back in the choir. I always appreciate their smiling faces and their sweet spirit and how they allow the Lord to use them. Miss Christie and I have talked about it several times over the past weeks, and we are thankful for the avenue of Facebook. Some folks are just unable to be here, so it gives them an opportunity to check in and to be a part of the service. But there's just something about being in the house of the Lord. Amen? So I encourage you, if you can, please make it to the Lord's house on the Lord's day and just let the Lord bless you. I know He's going to bless you this morning as Miss Christie sings a song that we all have come to love. And it says, "Did I mention that I love Him?"
Before we get into this song this morning, I just want to say, this side of Post Stop, I'm just so thankful for what God has brought us through. And I just want to take a few minutes here to just give God the praise publicly for all that He's brought us through. First of all, I want to start, I know Dr. DeVito, our surgeon at CHOA, along with some wonderful nurses. I don't want to list them all, but the main two were Jessica and Hannah. They were so good to us. And they're truly living out their calling, but they are tuning in. They may not be tuning in right this morning, but later on, because they work night shift and are probably on their way home this morning. But just want to take a minute to thank them publicly. But not only them, but I just want to thank, I had Justin Catherine put a little insert into the bulletin, because this says it all, and this is to our CBC family. Dear CBC family, thank you for every single prayer, phone call, text, meal card, and card of encouragement, dear Lily's recovery. We are forever grateful for you. You will never know how much your prayers have meant to us. For I know firsthand how busy life can be. But I just thank you from the bottom of my heart personally, and Lily and Pastor Justin's heart. We just want to say thank you. And Psalms 126:3, there were so many verses we could have picked, but we want to say, "The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad." And we're forever, ever grateful for you, all of you, for standing by us through this past 6 to 8 weeks. And we can't thank you enough. We love you, and we thank the Lord first and foremost for all of His faithfulness to us.
David sang the praises of the glory of Jehovah. Paul preached that all is lost save knowing Christ. Little John said He is precious by leaning on His bosom. So for a moment, may I humbly testify. Did I mention that I love Him? How I worship and adore Him when I can see no way He makes a way. That's all I want to say. How many sermons can be preached about this Jesus? How many songs can be sung about God's Son? There are not enough words, enough notes in the music. music to tell the story of all the Savior has done. Did I mention that I love Him, how I worship and adore Him, when I can see no way He makes a way? That's all I want to say.
I love Him.
That's all I want to say.
Praise the Lord. And Lily was an excellent patient, and in her recovery, she was actually asking if we needed anything during that time. God really shines through children, young people, doesn't He? They're very resilient. And being a parent, if I'm not careful, I can be so consumed with something. And, Lily, are you okay? You okay? You okay? You okay? I can actually create something if I'm not careful. And so I just allow her to be the gauge. And God has definitely shined through her and touched her. Unto Him that can do that exceedingly abundantly. That verse in Ephesians 3:20, exceeding abundantly above all. Now unto Him that can do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And I keep telling people that He, the Lord, has exceeded our expectations. Exceeded. So thank you. Thank you, church. We love each and every one of you. So good to be here. 2 Samuel 23 this morning. 2 Samuel 23. And when I developed this message, it was snowing outside. And so I actually filed it away, and I wasn't going to share it this morning. I was going to go in another direction. And in my Friday and Saturday studies, I went in another direction for tonight. And so I found my way back here to 2 Samuel 23, verse number 20. We had some snow, and I think there's still some snow out there from when we had it. And you know the old tale, it stays around many days, it's going to snow again. And it looks like we may have some on Tuesday. So just be listening out for any updates for the Wednesday night service. I don't want to have to call it off. I don't have to. And so this is the new year. We're looking forward to doing some great things. We're looking forward to being used of God greatly. This body of believers in 2025 want to do a lot for the Lord this year. Let's bow for a word of prayer. And I want to read one verse out of 2 Samuel 23, verse number 20. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you, O Lord. Pray for the next few moments that you would give me a clear head and a calm heart. I'm totally dependent upon you. The scriptures speak for themselves. And because of that, there's no pressure in preaching, but we're human. We want to do a good job. We want to make sure things are clear and accurate. So, Father, I just commit this message to you. I pray that you would use it for your people, those watching on Facebook and even listening on our webpage on the live audio stream. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. Save the lost. Bless the saved. Encourage our hearts as we leave this place today. Use your word now, and we'll praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen and amen. 2 Samuel chapter 23 in verse number 20. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in the time of snow. In the time of snow. How appropriate for the time in which we've been going through here in Georgia. It's been a snow time, hasn't it? Been a time of snow. Benaiah was one of David's mighty men. The Bible mentions in verse number 13 that there was 30 men. And there were three chief of the 30. Take three out of the 30. These were David's elite out of the 30. Had specific duties. Verse number 8 tells about it. Verse 9, verse 11. And records some of their mighty acts. But Benaiah was more honorable than the 30, but he wasn't part of the three. I'm not trying to confuse anybody, but verse 23 says he was more honorable than the 30, but he attained not to the first three. David set him over his guard. That's still not a bad place to be, beside the three, but in front of the others. Benaiah was a great and mighty man for David. And what an honor to even be mentioned as one of David's mighty men. Beyond that, standing by the three chiefest of the 30. We've shared a couple different messages out of this chapter here in 2 Samuel. We've shared a message one time in verse number 11, talking about protecting your pea patch. Anybody remember that one? Protecting your pea patch. This was Shammah who protected the ground that was full of lentils and fought off the Philistines. God has given all of us some things to protect in our life. But I'm afraid this morning there's a lot of people that could care less about those things that God has blessed you with, whether it's family, whether it's children. Believe it or not, some could care less. It's all about them and what they want to do. But the challenge is still there. Protect what God has given you. And so we've preached on protecting your pea patch. But then we preached another message a couple different times, one recently on David longed for a drink. In verse number 15, he said, "And David longed and said, Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." This message had to do with that early drink in David's life that quenched his thirst, that revitalized his physical and revitalized and renewed his spiritual aspect of his body. And he got to a place in his life where he said, oh, I just wish I had a drink like I did years ago. Remember when you first got saved, how God poured it on you and you were excited and I was excited, and those first drinks from the well of the Lord, how wonderful it was. There's days now where I would like to get a drink of that same water. Feel some of the things that I once felt, Brother Harold, back when I first got saved. And so we mentioned that, but today I want us to focus in, if we could, on verse number 20, just for a little while. Verse number 20. I want to look at Benaiah. And I want to call our attention to that last phrase where the Bible says he went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in the time of snow. I want you to notice that he went towards the loud roaring lion. He went towards it. He didn't run from the lion. He didn't tippy-toe past the pit, but he went down into it and he faced this lion with the help of the Lord this morning. I want to preach for a few moments on this subject. Run to the roar. Run to the roar. Explain yourself, Brother Justin. I will. Benaiah faced this challenge. He could have ran when he heard the roar. I'm sure there was a roar, unless the lion had strep throat. He could have ran. Could you imagine? I was out on the back porch the other day when it was snowing. It was beautiful. And I was standing out there getting some fresh air, and I just got out of my study. And I was imagining a lion. I was imagining hearing crunch coming out from the side of the house. Crunch, crunch, crunch. I was imagining, what would I do, Brother Allen, if there was a lion? Right, I tell you what I'd do. I'd run in the house. And I would grab my 40 caliber Smith & Wesson, nice and pretty, laying up there in the cabinet. And I would unload it fully. And then I got some extra shells, about 50 or 60, Brother Trail. Moving on. I would have ran. Benaiah didn't run, but he went towards the roar. He faced this lion by his own fruition and free will. This is a message this morning about facing life's challenges. Not running from life's challenges, not running from your fears. There may be some pain you're experiencing now mentally. There may be some pain even physically. Maybe even you feel like you're being stretched spiritually. But my word to you this morning, as we look at the life of Benaiah, that he ran towards those challenges. He got the victory over this lion. You too can have victory this morning. Even if circumstances and conditions are harsh, even if the situation is terrible, the conditions are bad, nothing good is happening, the sun isn't shining, it is spiritual and mental snow, spiritual and mental darkness. Things are going wrong, yet if you choose to face the lions in your life, you can experience victory. So this morning, let's look at this subject, run to the roar. Number one, I want to mention the condition. The condition. Verse number 20. He says he went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in the time of snow. What kind of conditions was the setting when he slew this lion? The conditions were bad. It was cold this day. It was wet. It was icy, I'm sure. Snow was on the ground. I'm sure it was a gray kind of day. I'm sure possibly the wind was blowing. A day that one would say that I'm just going to stay inside. I'm not going out there in that blistery cold, walking my way, crunching through the ice. No doubt, Benaiah, he was exhausted. No doubt, he was hungry. Benaiah was a man who was trying to please his general, trying to please his soldier. He was a man that was at his post. He was a man that was alert. He was a man that was lively. He was not a fair weather soldier. A fair weather soldier would have stayed at home. But he wasn't that away. He was fully committed to the cause of Christ. He was fully committed to his leader, David. And even though the conditions were terrible, he braved the cold and he slew a lion. He slew a lion when he was having a bad day. You know, God can get you and allow you to experience victory even having a bad day. When things aren't going well and your thoughts are just crazy and life is crazy and nothing's going right, you can still have victory this morning. Because it's God who gives the victory. You and I shouldn't be fair weather Christians only to serve God and do right and do the right thing when conditions are right. A lot of people will go to church. A lot of people will serve the Lord and pray when everything's going right. But the challenge is when everything falls apart. What are you going to do? If we only do right, if we only seek the Lord, if we only go to church, if we only read our Bibles and pray and tithe and do all those things, when things are going right, how often would that really be? Because most of the time, things aren't going right. But you see, Benaiah, the conditions were terrible, but yet he was still out there at his post. He was still serving his general David. And again, let me just say this, that many people, they only want to do right when things are right, but we ought to continue to tithe even when things aren't good. Trust the Lord with your money. Go to church when it's not pleasant, when you want to stay home. When you want to quit, keep going and keep tackling these issues that come up in life, because the battle is truly won when we're out there fighting. So we see that the condition that Benaiah faced was terrible. It was a snowy day. Don't turn there, but Habakkuk 3. Verse 17 and 18 says this. Notice the first word, listen. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail. You got that so far? We have not blossom. We have the labor shall fail. The Bible goes on and says, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. So all we've heard is negative. Negative. Not blossom. Shall fail. No meat. Cut off. No herd. But notice what Habakkuk said. He said, although we experience these things. Verse number 18, yet. Habakkuk decided to run to the roar. He looked at the vines that had no fruit. He looked at the empty stalls and he looked at all of those things and he says, that's not going to discourage me. That's not going to get me to quit. Verse 18, he says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. You see, things change in life. People even change. But Jesus never changes. Never. That's why Habakkuk said, although all these things are changing and these things are different, God has not changed. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to focus on God while I'm going through these changing events, and I'll still be able to rejoice. Everything in your life, everything in my life may not be going 100% the way that I want. Of course, God has really blessed us lately, and I praise the Lord for that. But your life, listen, you may be at an intersection of challenge and setback and heartache and all of these things. There may not be no fruit appearing. There may be some empty stalls and things like that. God allows these things to happen, and He presents circumstances so that our focus will be on Him. On Him. If we focus on circumstances that are always changing, circumstances are good, circumstances are bad. If we focus on circumstances, we're going to be like this. We're going to be a person who's on an emotional roller coaster. I've said in my house more recently than ever, we, speaking to my two and a stubborn little dog, I said, we, yes, mister, I'm talking to you too, puppy. We have got to take the emotions out of it. We have got... Now, I'm not talking about being robots, and I'm not talking about all of that. I'm just talking about not allowing the circumstances to dictate our attitude. Not allowing the situation to change who we are in a negative way spiritually. Take the emotions out of it. I love what Pastor Snyder says and used to say, don't tell me how you feel, tell me what you know. Isn't that right? Don't tell me how you feel. Tell me what you know. And that is so true. Because we all have feelings and we all experience heartbreak, even from friends and family and things like that. But it's not about how we feel. What do we know? This is what we know. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hey, this is what we know. That... if only in this life we have hope in Jesus, we're of all men most miserable. Guess what? Our hope goes beyond this life. This is what I know this morning, that life does not stop here. Life starts here. Eternal life. In fact, the moment I got saved, the moment you got saved, we started our eternal life experience. And it will go on and on for all in eternity. This is what I know. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. The devil tries to tell me, and sometimes people even try to tell me, well, you can't do this, you can't do that. Especially the devil or one of his demonic demons tries to tell me that. I said, oh, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. And even if I have to hop a little bit and rev myself up, I'll say, yes, I can. It reminds me of that old comedy, Don't Watch It, a long time ago, The Nutty Professor. He was sitting there watching Richard Simmons on the TV. He was trying to get pumped up about losing weight. He's like, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Sometimes I feel like The Nutty Professor. The devil's telling me, no, you can't. I'm saying, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Listen, you can, and I can. Even in the worst of conditions and circumstances, like this man Benaniah, he slew a lion in the time of snow. You and I can also experience victory when the conditions are very bad. Yes, I can. Yes, you can too. Brother Justin, well, I'll get fully committed when things are different. Brother Justin, I'll do this, I'll do that. When life gets a little better, you're going to be waiting a long time. You're going to be waiting a long time for them stars to align. Why don't you just commit now? With the way that things are now, why don't you don't put off tomorrow what you can do today? Allow God to show Himself mighty through you today. Allow God to break the shackles of procrastination. Break those shackles. Experience freedom today. You may need to get saved today. If you are saved, you may need to enter into His service today. So that's how Habakkuk felt about it. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Again, we shouldn't put off God's call to salvation until conditions are perfect. We shouldn't put off God's call to service until conditions are perfect. And so we see the condition this morning of the topic, run to the roar. The condition, it was a snowy day. Number two, the confrontation. What about this confrontation? Well, Benaiah was confronted with a lion. Look again in verse 20. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. The confrontation was with a lion. I want you to notice that he didn't run from this lion. Think about this. Now, I would have ran. Probably you would have ran. He didn't run. And I think one reason why he didn't run is because he knew he would eventually have to face that lion. Perhaps this was a community lion that's been on a rant. Perhaps this lion had made the community to live in fear. Everything will be going great. Then all of a sudden, here comes this lion roaring and scaring all the children. Been in awe. Benaiah, he could have ran away and said, you know what, I'll just face that lion another day. But no, he stayed. He fought. He didn't flee. Notice something else. He went down. He, verse 20, went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. That's very important where it says that he went down into this pit. Benaiah, he positioned himself. Listen. He positioned himself that it was necessity to win. If I can just try to illustrate this way. That doorway is the pit. Down into the pit. The conditions were terrible. It was snowing. It was cold, freezing, hungry. And he heard a roar. He had to have, because he went down there. Or he may have seen it. Whatever. He walked over here. And he knew once he walked in, he could be dead or he could come out alive. But he positioned himself in such a manner, he had to win. That tells me that he was totally reliant on God when he went in. The Bible says that he slew the lion. The scriptures don't indicate that he even had anything but his hands. Why is that? So God could get the glory. And so he, woohoo! And all you heard was, Benaiah came out. He came out a winner. Some of you, including myself, there may be areas in my life where there's some lions. And really and honestly and truly, the only way to win is position ourselves so that we have to win. You know, the only way to get over addiction is if you look it in the face and say, I'm an addict. The only way to if there's infidelity in your marriage, the only way to get beyond that is look in the eyes of your spouse and say, I'm a cheater. If there's some kind of, I don't know, some situation that's bad at school or the workplace and you're faced with this lion each and every time you go there, the only way to beat this lion is position yourself where you have to win. Can I get on a tangent right quick? Most everybody has one of these. And so often, we get on these And we start with Facebook. You know, and we're, oh, okay. They gave them a heart, but they gave me a thumbs up. That sounds crazy, but that's the generation, that's the time we're living in. Wonder why they gave me a thumbs up, Ceylon. But only gave them, but gave them a heart. I'm their pastor. Do they not love me? Come on, Brother Justin. You got to get out of that, man. And don't worry. I know social media is something that is relevant to our day and time, but I'm not buying into that junk. The devil is looking for opportunity to get in this old boy's head. Okay? I'm a people person. I love meeting in person. Thank God for Facebook. But listen, that's where our people at. And then they start and they get off. Okay, pause. I'm getting excited. I'm getting ahead of myself. What social media was shut down this morning? Oh. Tick. Here we go. Combination pump kick. Tick tock. Hey, listen, it don't matter if it's TikTok, it don't matter if it's Facebook, it don't matter if it's Snapchat. Snapchat's worse than TikTok, and it's up, so we're still in danger this morning, but at least it's being dealt with. You know, we allow these lions to come into our life, and social media is one of those lions. Here's another thing. People like to post on their stories these private, like, indirect messages to people. You know, so if someone gets their feelings hurt in church, what they'll do is they'll go, you know, the world doesn't revolve around you, post. Well, there's only one person who really knows who that's for. You'd be better off going to that person and saying, you hurt my feelings, let's get this right before the PM service, amen? You know I'm telling it right. I'm not going to say it does it bother me, because it does. There's times where it bothers me, and the cowardness of man. I'm not a fighting person. God saved me from that. But, you know, I do know if there is a lion roaring at me, like going from the story, Benaiah, it's something you got to face. You got to position yourself and say, one of us is coming out of this pit, and it's not going to be you, big boy. It's going to be me. I challenge all of our young people to face the roar of social media. Well, how do you position yourself for victory on social media? Doing this. Delete. Uninstall. Look, if you can't get victory on social media, you are going to have to get rid of social media. And if you don't have it in you to get rid of it, I'm not going to do this because we're in church and I love this building. We've done a lot of renovations. God be the glory in the membership here. But if you can't get victory over this thing, I'll tell you what I would do if I wasn't in church. I'd grab this thing, and as fast and hard as I could, bam, blow up against the wall. You say, Brother Justin, I got a laptop, and I got a computer at home. Oh, that's easy. I love baseball. I can loan you my baseball bat. And you get that baseball bat and smash that thing to smithereens. And look, if you can't get victory, you're going to have to buy it. You're going to have to take those steps and get rid of, oh, I can't live without social media. You need to go see a therapist. Join the rest of us. Doctor said one time, said, you know, it's not the people on medication that scare me. It's the people that's off medication that scare me. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Medication is designed to help a person. And we got all these school shootings, and we've got, you know, all this crazy stuff. It's people not on medication. Many times people think it's because, and it ain't because of the medication. Listen, we are all one day away from making an appointment ourselves. Face the lion, position yourself. You're the one that's going to come out, not it. You can't avoid it. It's going to come back. It's there daily roaring. Pay the price, and through the power of God, get yourself a victory. Amen. So we see this morning the confrontation. The confrontation. He didn't run. He positioned himself so he had a win. then let me say this. That word slew in verse number 20. He went down also and slew a lion. I briefly mentioned this a moment ago in a roundabout way, but that word slew there, it means to beat, smite, or murder. Now, the Bible doesn't mention he had a weapon. In the next verse, he mentions he grabbed a weapon from someone and took care of him. But there's no weapon here mentioned. Maybe he had one, maybe he didn't. I'm taking it at face value. He didn't have a weapon. Excuse me. God allowed him to get the victory so that God could get the praise. And so only because God could get the credit for it, he allowed him to whoop this lion, to beat this lion, to smite and murder this lion with no weapon. You know, Benaiah believed in the same God his general believed in, his leader David. Because there was an occasion, if you remember, that God delivered David from the paw of the lion, the paw of the bear. He believed in his leader's God and capability. So Benaiah went in there. He said, if God could enable David to do it, and I heard the stories of that when David rescued the sheep out of the paw of the lion and the bear, and I remember Goliath and all of those things. So at this time, I know God can enable me. I know God can enable me. You know, the same way that Benaiah was watching David's life is the same way that people are watching our life. You may think that you're just in the backfield somewhere with a few sheep fighting a lion or a bear to protect a little bit of those few sheep. Somebody over here is watching you fight those sheep. That lion, that bear. They're watching you. They get strength from you. If nothing else, face the lion for someone else, so that others can be encouraged off your victory over the lions of this world. Maybe the devil or one of his demonic demons has been roaring around your home place or life. Maybe there's a scary opportunity that has presented itself before you that only God can get you through. I will ask you, will you trust in the Lord with this situation? Number three, and we'll be through this morning. When it comes to run to the roar, we see the condition, we see the confrontation, but last, the courage. Verse 20, he went. He went. He could have ran, but he went. He took advantage of the opportunity when it presented itself. He had to win. Some of you are here this morning who need a win in your life. You have to win. You're discouraged, possibly even depressed, and you need a win this morning. I want to say you can get a win if you want a win, but you got to face that roar in order to get a win. Even when it's not the best of circumstances, like it wasn't for Benaiah. I want to leave you with this as they come. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, I believe this was one of the verses out of two that I read for Lily's prayer before her surgery, before we prayed. Deuteronomy 31:6, I'll just give it to you. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Take courage. Be like Benaiah. When his name is mentioned, it says he went down also and slew a lion. He murdered a mammoth of a beast in the midst of a pit in the time of snow. Father, we love you today. We praise you. I pray that the message went forth. I pray that people were inspired because of your word. Reading about a man here that took out a lion. But you know, it's not like it's never been done before. David did it. David did it. And in a parallel way, we can do it. We can do it. No doubt there's giants and lions and all these things that appear in our life. They're there. Help us, Lord, to not run past it like we probably have for days and weeks and years. But Lord, help us get to the place where we're ready to face it. We're ready to face it. Face the roar. So that there'll be no more roar. I'm sure Benaiah went home crunching through that snow. Didn't even remember he was hungry. Didn't even feel cold. Why is that? Because he slew the town's lion. It was terrorizing all the kids, and it was just causing havoc in the minds of the people. But because one man said, I will face this lion on this snowy day, I will position myself so I have to win, we read about it and we're encouraged. Use this time of invitation to be a help to your people. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Let's stand to our feet. If you need to come, would you come? Would you come? We're all here for this purpose, to pray for one another.
Have thine own way. Have thine own way.
Anybody this morning, feel free to come. That's why we're here. Nobody's pointing, nobody's laughing. We will join you in the altar.
And I am the clay.
Anybody else? Come on down, y'all.
Mold me and make me after thy will.
Some are coming. Maybe you want to come. Run to the roar this morning. God will enable you. You know, the Lord silenced the roar with Daniel.
Search me.
But Benaiah had to fight the lions. Or the lion. It's different for everybody. Time for you if you need to come.
As in thy presence, humbly I bow.
Still got a couple praying.
Have thine own way.
Second, while they're finishing up here, down here at the altar, I did want to mention some folks. Let's remember our little Gracie, CCH, Calvary Children's Home, who had surgery this past week, and she's doing good. So we praise the Lord for getting little Gracie through her operation. But do continue to remember her and her recovery. Continue to remember Leonard and Dolores, Nancy Farmer. Remember her as she recovers at home. Of course, she had a fall, and then BJ as she recovers from her sickness, and then Miss Lucy, is it your son? Miss Lucy's son Stephen is trying to get well. He's been sick, and so Miss Lucy is requesting prayer for him as well. So let's remember all of these and everybody on the prayer list. And you glad you came today? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's been a good service this morning. Remember
4:30
choir practice, getting ready for tonight. And then we'll share another message tonight and in the New Testament. And so just remember that. Be safe. Be careful. Prepare thyself for the cold. And the Lord will do the rest. All right. We'll be dismissed in a word of prayer. Brother Al.
Father, we do thank you once again, Lord, for the opportunity we've had to be in your house. Lord, we thank you for your word and, Lord, how it speaks to us. Lord, thank you for our pastor and for using him today. Lord, I thank you for each one that's come to the altar this morning. I pray they've been able to bring, Lord, that is a burden to them and to cast it all at your feet because we know that you care for us. Lord, be with all the prayer requests that have been mentioned today. Lord, some are unspoken. Pray that you'd be with them in a special way. Now, Lord, be with us as we depart and go our separate ways. Bring us back safely this evening. Give us a great day and a great service tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.